Welcome back to Money News. Let's go through a few other emails. We've had so many of them this evening. There's some absolute beauties here. Let me go here. Peter, didn't the New South Wales government cut $1.7 billion out of schools and TAFEs with 1,800 job cutbacks last year? Now he's going to put it back in. Does this mean everyone gets their job back? Says Peter. Very good call, Peter. Michael, here we go. Whether Barry O'Farrell, says Michael, who's a regular, has been conned by the PM over the Gonski reforms is debatable. What is interesting is that now that New South Wales has signed up already before the end of June, the PM must now include the Gonski funding in her government's May budget. Otherwise, Abbott and the opposition has a massive free kick against the bottom line's deficit accuracy. Who's conning who? So Michael's been thinking about that. Here we go. G'day, Ross, says Brendan, who's in Sydney. As an avid internet shopper, I can tell you if Click Frenzy wants to take off, it'll need to offer considerably better discounts. Sellers advertising 20 to 30% off, but compared to what you can buy from overseas, there is no incentive. Yeah, there were some higher prices. Yeah, a few bits and pieces. Matt, who told us that the internet wasn't working, Ross says, Ross, I didn't make it up. This is about Harvey Norman's site not working. Just because you saw it doesn't mean it doesn't drop in and out. So there you go. That's from Matt. Let me have a quick look and see. Oh, the population, by the way. I've made a mistake here. I've worked out. I've now gone back and reassessed my own assessments of it. The population of Australia, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, is now 22,999,902. Now, unless we have something dramatic happen, to be honest, it's all statistics, isn't it? They're just roughly making it up. We could already be through 23 million, or we could be actually 22,999,000. Who knows? But they're just saying on the average of one person extra, be through immigration and the balance of births versus deaths, one every 1 minute, 23 seconds. So then you can work out. And it's supposed to be, from my observations, right on 9 o'clock. Roger Montgomery is coming up. He's actually sitting in the studio with me now. He might even want to have a quiet word about this particular caller coming in. Steve's in Silverwater. G'day, Steve.
Hi, Ross. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Thanks for the call.
Look, I just want to say that I was always against selling public assets, and now that Barry O'Farrell sold the electricity generators, we see how the prices are going up. I don't think it's, well, if you relinquish your control over public asset, the companies have the right to. One time they said they're gold plating it, that's why the prices are going up. Another time it's another reason. Every time they sell a public asset, this is what's going to happen. And the real issue now, what I'm worried about, is now they're targeting, I think they're starting to, some presenter to target Medicare. And I would just like to mention that there is a very informative documentary. It's called Sicko by Michael Moore. And it shows what's happening in America, because they don't have universal care like us. They are really envying Canada, France, who is number one in the medical care for people. And I urge everybody to see this documentary. It's on YouTube, the whole thing. You don't need to download anything. It's called Sicko by Michael Moore, and shows you how much we're going to be suffering if the next target for selling is Medicare, because I think that's they're starting to target that.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Steve. And in fact, I'll bring Roger Montgomery in here now. Actually, we've got his little intro. Let's play that before we introduce him.
Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery talking trade. Thanks to Bankwest. Go low with a Bankwest business loan at bankwest.com.au/low rate.
And Roger is right there now. RogerMontgomery.com, scaffold, range of other different things that he's involved in. Now,
it's an excellent question.
It is a good question, is it?
Yeah,
so
fantastic.
Is it important to have the assets in public hands or private hands? Well, Steve's point.
Well, let me say this. The reason why they're selling assets is because of bad financial management. Not necessarily the New South Wales Liberals' fault. Perhaps it's New South Wales Labor. But bad financial management is when you have to sell assets. Think about it in your personal circumstances. You don't go selling your properties. You don't go selling your car unless you're in financial strife. Then that's the last thing you do. You sell off the assets. But what's interesting is that governments are very poor, and I don't think are qualified to make capital allocation decisions. So they're not making the right decisions about what to buy and invest in, and they're not making the right decisions about what to sell.
Except for one observation. Surely their motive there is not to make the profit and loss. They've just got to balance the books. Their motive is to try and keep people in the workforce. So there's a difference between you as a funds manager who is making a decision on a company is good or bad based on how much money it is going to return to you long term versus a government which, yes, should have those priorities, but its greater priority is to try and benefit the welfare of its people and also make certain that those people remain...
Fast rail between Sydney and Brisbane and Melbourne.
Sure.
And that is a terrible business. We just don't have the end-to-end population that would justify it.
Yeah, all right, that's true.
So,
yeah,
okay, but that'll employ people, Roscoe. That'll employ people while they build the track.
Sure, but you have just looked at that as a business. And I agree that, yes, as a pure business, you would not want to be in the business of high-speed rail between Melbourne, Albury, Canberra, Sydney, Newcastle, up the coast, into the Gold Coast and Brisbane, right? Because it just doesn't seem to make an awful lot of sense because you've already got the existing infrastructure. However, what does it do for the township of Goulburn?
Absolutely.
What does it do for the township of Newcastle if people can start to commute?
But here's another thought.
What does it do in taking pressure off your big cities with their own decentralisation?
Here's another thought. You get the government actually getting their finances in place. You actually get their finances, you get their budget in surplus and they're making a ton of money. They can afford tax cuts and let the market, through tax cuts and immigration into the state, you can let the market start to develop new industries which will employ all those people.
Except for one other small point as well. If government has the ability to get the corridors of land, private enterprise can't get those corridors. That's the problem. So only government can build that big infrastructure. Give me another one, which does go back to this point, though. What would you prefer right now in New South Wales, let's say, but it could be Queensland anywhere, would you prefer the government to own Port Botany and the port of Port Kembla, or would you prefer the WestConnex connection between the Anzac Bridge and the M4 freeway to be finished?
Well, you'd like them to have both.
No, you wouldn't, because you had a choice of one or the other.
Well, if you have a choice, clearly the choice is, I believe the choice is the latter.
That's right. And that's what the government's done, because they've just sold 99-year leases over Port Botany and also over that Port Kembla port, right? And they've said that the $5 billion they get there is going to go into fixing up the connection between the M4 and the Anzac Bridge. Hello, smart decision.
Makes sense.
Right, we're going to take a break here. That's a good debate between Roger and I. I quite like that. We will continue after this break. Roger Montgomery is with me right now. We are having a ding-dong battle in this studio, even during the ad break, about the rights of government to create infrastructure. I've made the point that the federal government has actually got the national broadband network. And also, here's the thing I'd like to talk about. Medibank Private, if the coalition gets in next election, is going to be sold. That is going to be one of the privatisations they do. They will actually get $5 or $6 billion. Do you believe that they have the right to sell it?
Well, that's an issue. I mean, what we're talking about here is whether or not there should be a body separate to the government to make these decisions about our assets.
Oh, of course there shouldn't be, because it's going to be politicised as soon as you create one. Every non-government
body... I agree with you. And that's the problem. But what we need is a benevolent dictator to make these decisions.
Oh, please, Roger. People might like that idea, but it's not going to happen.
It can't happen.
You've got to trust the democratic processes and the government and the people who elect the government to be able to allow them to make their decisions.
Compulsory voting, that's another debate we may or may not have.
All right, now, a final one. I want to go to a stock which I've got in my super fund is Woodside.
Yes.
Today announced that it's going to
increase
issue
the payout
a special
ratio.
Dividend, increase its payout ratio.
Yes.
It's going effectively from being a growth-oriented company where all the money it gets it puts into new projects to saying, actually, we're going to milk these projects and give some back to the shareholders. Good idea?
Yeah, well, it's what you do when you can't invest your incremental capital at high rates of return. So it's an admission that, you know what, we've stuffed up in the past, we've blown a lot of funds, and this is across the entire resource sector, and it's about time we started giving some money back. Now, they also hope that it's going to support the share price, but what in fact it does, it lowers the intrinsic value of a company because it means they're not going to be reinvesting high amounts of capital at high rates of return. And so the value of the business is going to be lower. The yield will be up, people will chase the yield for a time, but the value will be lower.
So it's an interesting conversation to have about that, about the way in which companies do this. When they start deciding that they're going to increase their payout ratio, partly because it says that they can't even find the rates of return that they would like that would incrementally improve the shareholders' value. Roger Montgomery joins me every Tuesday. Steve Price and Andrew Bolter up next. We'll be with you tomorrow night here on Money News.